Here's the Reporting Project with local stories that matter in our community.
I'm Andrew Theophilus from the Reporting Project, and here's some local news happening near you. The Ohio EPA is mulling approval of a permit for a wastewater treatment plant in St. Albans Township after listening to criticism from residents at a recent public hearing. The permit for the proposed plant, which could discharge anywhere from 250,000 to 1 million gallons of treated wastewater per day into Pet Run, a small tributary of Raccoon Creek, was first issued in 2019. The plant was never constructed. At the hearing, residents of St. Albans and neighboring townships spoke against the permit, saying the discharge from the plant could be harmful to area streams. Also, the point-in-time count conducted every January gives a count of the number of individuals experiencing homelessness on a given night. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development requires localities to do this. A week ago, the Licking County Coalition for Housing organized several teams of volunteers to hit the streets and conduct the count. This year, the count was complicated because of the adoption of a camping ban in Newark, which has led some unhoused people to move outside city limits or to not stay in one place at night. And finally, this Friday, February 7th, the historic Newark Arcade will be the site of a winter market hosted by Newark's Canal Market District. It's the first public event in the newly renovated arcade. The market will be open from 4 to 7 p.m. on Fridays through April. And that's the latest from the Reporting Project.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com. Click Local News.